So first of all, I want to thank our organizers for preparing this special session, a postdoc session, to present our research. I'll talk about the global stability of the endemic equilibrium of a state progression model with immigration. First of all, introduce the standard state progression model, and then some immigration models either. Then we look at some early results about these models. Then we get our model simulation, our model formulation. Then do some model analysis and find the conclusions. So first of all, is from the disease characters. For some infectious disease with a long latent period or long infectious period, for example, for latent, long latent period, we have a tuberculosis called TB, and a malaria, etc. At some point, disease from with a long infectious period, for example, HIV and HBV, etc. Some other disease with both a long latent period and a long infectious period. The typical methods to divide the long latent or infectious period into multiple successive components to describe the disease progression delay. This kind of model is called the state progression model. Also, there are some earlier methods use a gamma distribution to describe the disease progression. Usually, the gamma distribution models are converted into the ODE models, and of course, the disease transition rate usually is equal for each component. Thus, this kind of models, the results will be in a special case for our models. There are also some more general distributions for disease progression. Usually, the analysis is more difficult. So here we focus on the first part with both the long latent period or both the long infectious period. So this is a typical state progression model. The total population is divided into a couple of components. The first one is susceptible, then early latent, then the first stage of infectious period, infectious, then second infectious, then until uninfectious period, finally is recovered or removed. This kind of model has a long history, dating back to 1980s, to describe the disease progression for HIV, for example. Once you have infected for a susceptible population, then move to the here's early latent. Actually, this is for an extension for that kind of model. We can skip the latent class, then move to the I class first. The first in the after the infection of first several weeks, then gradually have a long latent period as described in the morning talks. We have long latent, long infectious period, so we can divide long latent infectious period into the multiple infectious compartments from I1 to IN. Finally, R here usually represents the AIDS patients. And AIDS patients usually isolated from the future infections. Usually, we assume the total recruitment is the cost and the pay. And lambda S here is called the false infection. Usually, we have a bilinear form on a standard form, two cards of them. And DI here always usually is the death rate. The first model without the E class here is appeared in the very early. And we have a standard name for state progression model in 1999 from the mathematical bioscience by John Lee, etc. So here is some description for that. Here, delta is the transfer rate from the first infectious class. Then, so one of delta is latent period. At gamma here, gamma I is the transfer rate from the I class to the I plus one infected stage. And part of the I here is the natural death or death due to disease reduced death. For gamma distribution, you'll hear all of the gamma I is equal. All of gamma I is equal. For this kind of models, from the lambda S, here the false infection is a linear instance. We establish the global dynamics in this paper. That means when R0 is length equal to 1, the disease-free equilibrium exists, is globally stable. And when R0 is greater than 1, the disease-free equilibrium is unstable, as endemic equilibrium is globally asymptotic stable. With these results established, we can look at the immigration models. Here is a flow diagram from the immigration model, the typical SEIR model with lambda S is a force of infection. Here, we usually the total constant improvement to an S class. Here, we separate the parts of them to the latent class, for example, P fraction to the latent class, and the Q fraction of immigrants, here the recruitment to an I class. Thus, P equal here all of the positive constants, and the remaining are, for example, go to the sensible class. So the equation looks like this. The T usually the difference with other previous model is the P pay copy here is positive, is actually constant. So this kind of model is called the immigration model because we separate the path of the positive immigration to the E and I or others. For this kind of models, the disease dynamical behavior is quite simple. First of all, there's no disease-free equilibrium. Then, of course, no basic reproduction number. And the only situation is the unique endemic equilibrium, which is a globally asymptotic stable. The earlier results is in 2001 by Fred Broder and Pauline van der Jussier. They started an SI model with immigration to effective class at with bilinear instance. Their model finally they gave the pool globally stable results because of the SIR model, so we can reduce to a two-dimensional system. Finally, use the Poincaré prediction theorem to prove the global stability. Later is by Colonel McGlosky and he's here in the backside at Pauline in the JDDE 2004. They started a SEIR model with immigration to latent at effective class and with the standard instance. They tabulate the global stability result by the Lim-Donis geometric approach by compound matrix. Here, the situation is with standard instance, if it's the only result here. Later in 2006, by Li, Wang, and Jin, they started SEIR models with immigration to latent class and with the standard, here should be in bilinear instance. Their global result is also established by the Lim-Donis geometric approach by compound matrix. Here we see this is a 2D, here is a 3D, here is a 4D, actually it's still 3D. Recently, by Jianhong Wu and I, get another model from the SEEI model with immigration to latent class and to both latent class. We have a double latent classes. There are two latent classes, also with the bilinear instance. We studied this model for the TB situation in Canada. Here, we actually this is a four-dimensional OD system. We establish the global stability by the Lyapunov function. It's usually called the Vertla gold type Lyapunov functions because the Vertla first described in 1936 at a gold BS gold used first for in 1977. And this kind of Lyapunov function is very useful in ecological models at epidemiological models that recently is really used, very useful. So here, we based on these early results and these results to extend the high-dimensional state progression model to state progression model with immigration. So here is our model. We based on a state progression model with latent class and n class of infectious stages, we separate the total constant immigration into different parts, all of the latent class and effective class. Actually, here the special case, if you look at the I1 here, I forgot to mention, all of I can infect S, and E are not infect S. So total infection here should be lambda beta S I1 plus beta S I2, etc. If you think beta 1 here, is zero, so this class became the latent class too. So we could have a multiple latent class and a multiple effective class too. So it's kind of SEEIITU etc. models. We have a low latent classes and a low effective class. So here, P is a fraction of a constant immigration to latent class. Of course, we could have a multiple of pi I. QI is a fraction of a cost immigration to an I effective class. So for each class here, we have a cost immigration. We separate total population, total immigration here, each different class. Because R class is no more effective to effect, future infection, so we only add to all of them. If P and all of QI equal to zero, so this system reduced to a standard state progression model. This kind of model also useful to estimate, for example, HIV prevalence in Canada. For example, Canada is an immigration country. Annually, we have many immigrants from the world, and some of them could have HIV positive. So some of them could go to an IVA class, or maybe go to I2 class, or maybe others. So this is a future stage of research. So here is a system of equations. We have the high dimensional system. And the total force infection is here, is n terms. Each I infect S. After infection, they first go to the E class, then move to the I class gradually, step by step. Since the R equation doesn't involve any other classes, so then we can start a reduced system without R equation. Usually, we look at the endemic equilibrium. Here we call it P star. That means P star, each component is positive. Based on earlier results, we expand. This kind of model also have a similar behavior. That means there's only one endemic equilibrium and no disease-free equilibrium, no basic reproduction number. And that's true. The reduced system has a unique endemic equilibrium P star, which is globally stable if all of the immigration terms is non-active. The proof is that by considering a global Lyapunov function, and here Vx is the n plus two terms, so the S term, the E term, and for each IR terms. Here we choose the coefficient is one, so here we choose the coefficient is xi. Here xi is positive is the absolute coefficient. We can prove it's positive. We can choose easily for this model. P star here, S star, E star, and II star is the components of the endemic equilibrium system. We can show that there exists only one endemic equilibrium. Here skip the detailed proofs, but we know they use a mean equality. This one, very simple mean quantity to prove this system is derivative is the length equal to zero. This kind of research result is very new. It's not published yet. So this result is a natural extension of the earlier models for the state progression model and for the immigration models. So here's the simple conclusion. First of all, the high dimensional system with the immigration term, here the constant immigration, preserves the same behaviors as a low dimensional system. There's no disease-free equilibrium, no basic reproduction number, and only unique endemic equilibrium, which is globally stable. If you have few further calculations, we can show the immigration factor, here can drive the endemic situation is more endemic, usually the higher than the situation without immigration terms. Also, we show that the global Lyapunov functions are really useful in proving global stability of the endemic river. That's my talk. Be too early. Thank you.